This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Greg Peters, the co-founder and CEO of BetterPT, a healthcare technology platform company providing end-to-end digital connectivity between physical therapists, patients, and physicians. Mr. Peters, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you out. Thanks so much for your time. So for starters today, what is BetterPT and how does it work?
So BetterPT is a platform that is really, our goal is to connect patients to physical therapy and the ecosystem of physical therapy as seamlessly as possible. So patients are able to find quality PT that accepts their insurance, that's convenient to essentially promote the best possible outcome for them. So we really function as a marketplace technology. In fact, we're the largest specialized PT marketplace in the United States. And our goal is simply to improve this industry that is becoming more and more a key factor in our daily lives from a health perspective.
And certainly appreciate those details to lead things off here today. Now, tell us a little bit about your background and how it led you to creating BetterPT.
So my background is in health and fitness. I spend the majority of my time really working with people preventatively and preventative care. And in an integrated health model, really focused on all the key components to essentially drive optimal health. I later got into mobile development, and I really was able to kind of leverage all of my experiences and expertise into developing BetterPT, and really most importantly, finding strong business partners in healthcare, like my co-founder, Stephen Feely, who's an orthopedic surgeon, to help create the platform and also start to drive adoption.
Also, if you would, Mr. Peters, touch on why is physical therapy so important today?
Well, physical therapy is typically often overlooked as it relates to clinical rehabilitation and preventative care. You know, typically the process is you go see a physician and the physician sends you for an x-ray or another consultation with an orthopedist. And ultimately, it's a broken process. And what we've learned today is that physical therapy is really part of everybody's lives as a preventative measure. And, you know, from not only educating people about musculoskeletal health, but also providing them now an access point to go and get it. And that's really what the focus of BetterPT is can we get you directly to care? And there's a law called direct access, which not too many people understand or even know about, which allows you to actually go to physical therapy without a script, without actually seeing your doctor, which has a tremendous time savings, cost savings, and also outcome savings. So I think as direct access becomes more of a known opportunity for patients, you're going to see people really using the services, the great services of physical therapy.
And I couldn't agree more with you on the importance of physical therapy. Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Greg Peters, the co-founder and CEO of BetterPT, a healthcare technology platform company providing end-to-end digital connectivity between physical therapists, patients, and physicians here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Peters, continuing on, what has enabled BetterPT success thus far and allows the company to continue its rapid growth? Touch on some of those details, if you would.
So it's a great question. I think there's three pillars to our business: access, security, and interoperability. And so I think when you start out in the healthcare industry as it relates to technology, it's a slow adopter. Right. And so when you get into healthcare, you have to know that. And you have to know that it may take you a little bit longer to find that product market fit. And the way to accelerate that is actually through strong strategic partnerships. And that's one that we've carved out with Hospital for Special Surgery, you know, the world leader in orthopedics and rheumatology. And, you know, HSS has been a huge part of our success. And it's because they are a surgical hospital, an orthopedically specialized hospital that believes in physical therapy and its merits and really looking at physical therapy as the first line of care. So we've really navigated healthcare and in our adoption and accelerating our growth by identifying these strategic partners that have a lot of credibility, that can validate what we're doing and open doors for us as we continue to scale across the country.
I also believe congratulations are in order as you have recently raised $5 million in Series A financing. That is very impressive, and a huge congratulations goes out to you from all of us here at eHealth Radio. What are you planning to use the money for, if you don't mind sharing some of the details there?
Yes. Listen, it was an incredible experience. A lot of no's, and all you need is a few yeses. So everybody out there who's in the same boat I am, it's really an incredible learning experience. And I think for us, it's just an exciting milestone that will enable us to continue working towards, you know, our vision to really transform patient access and experience. You know, the goal really is to create that platform that is the 360-degree continuum of care from the moment you need to access the system all the way through. So from our perspective, that funding allows us to continue to develop and expand our relationships across the country and really start to bring better PT to the forefront as the leader in connected care, not just in PT, but in healthcare in future.
And again, congratulations on raising $5 million in Series A financing. Excellent. I'm sure that's a huge help for sure. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
I think for us, it's looking at this from a 30,000 foot view as healthcare and realizing that for so long we've taken care of the provider and our focus is on the patient. And we need to make sure that from any innovation standpoint, the patient is first and foremost the focus of the innovation. And I think we've done a great job of that, and some of our partners have too. So we're really excited to continue to improve the patient journey. And when you improve the patient journey and you get them to care, people get better. And also, too, cost is reduced. And I think we're now in a position where we can have a major voice in the next 10 years of healthcare efficiency, with better PT.
Well, Mr. Peters, we here at eHealth Radio certainly wish you and Better PT continued success and all the best looking ahead. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can tap into Better PT online and get further details. Where's the best place to do so?
Sure, Eric. Just go to betterpt.com, www.betterpt.com, and you can read about the company and see and in fact find out what PT may be nearby to you. So we've got a lot of great providers on, a lot of excitement. And we're looking forward to getting patients to the care that they need.
Again, Mr. Peters, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here on behalf of Better PT here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Peters, co-founder and CEO of Better PT, a healthcare technology platform company providing end-to-end digital connectivity between physical therapists, patients, and physicians. And for all the details, visit betterpt.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.